You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's see what's going on in the trending report. What is trending? Here's my question. Who the hell will be Denver's next mayor? This is crazy. Ballots are going to start going out in the mail in 10 days. And right now, there are well over a dozen candidates. I've heard there's 17.
Too many.
And nearly 60% of voters say they have no earthly idea who they're going to vote for. Man.
I couldn't tell you who any of them are.
Wide open race. Yeah, name one.
I have no idea. No idea.
This is going to be the mayor of one of the most influential, biggest cities in America, and we don't know who they are. We have no idea.
I should probably look into this a little bit, do some research.
The story I was reading says there's like three candidates who have like got a little over 10% of, you know, support.
Okay.
And everyone else is, nobody's got like more than 5%.
Oh, man.
So you've got like a dozen candidates all within a few percentage points, and nobody knows who any of these people are. This would be the year that one of us should have run.
I was going to say, is it too late to throw my hat in the ring? I don't know.
Huh. Anyway, so that's going on. Hey, listen to this. The concert schedule has been announced for Cheyenne Frontier Days, speaking of Wyoming.
Ooh.
It includes, I'd love this, I'm sorry. This is the old Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. The lineup for Cheyenne Frontier Days includes Eric Church.
Yes.
Zach Bryan. Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, wait a minute. That is strange. That's a weird one. Zach Bryan?
I read Zach Bryan.
Is there a Zach Bryan?
Well, I don't know.
I'll be damned. Go there is a website. Zach Bryan.
Yeah, so he's going to be there.
Huh. Never heard of him.
Well, anyway.
The Five Finger Death Punch. Hells
heard
yeah.
Of them. You got
Watch
all their
out.
Records.
Dang.
The summer concert schedule has also been released for the Denver Botanic Gardens. And it includes Fitz and the Tantrums and Andy Grammer.
I like Fitz. They came here and performed in our studio once, in our little performance area. We have pictures of them on the wall.
I am not going to hold off on this report any longer. I just have to cry from the mountaintop that a study was done to find the healthiest cheeseburgers in America. Who has the healthiest cheeseburgers in America? Number one, Whataburger!
Hey!
Finally in Colorado. Did I tell you that my last time visiting, I went down to the springs, and I went in, and I got one?
Did you? Pretty tasty?
Yeah. I was driving that big old giant pick-em-up truck that week.
Yeah, and get you a cheeseburger.
Dude, I went and got it, and I just sat in my pickup truck, and I was just like, oh.
You need to watch that movie Vengeance I've been talking about on Prime. It's set in Texas, and they've got a whole scene devoted to, why do you like Whataburger? And it's really good.
That's great. It's funny. Whataburger is named the healthiest of the cheeseburgers, followed by In-N-Out Burger. And then you've got some that I haven't heard of. Although Culver's was in the top five. I like Culver's food, too. All right, so anyway, that's going on. What else is happening? Today is National Day of Unplugging, and that doesn't mean your lamp or your, you know, it doesn't mean saving electricity. It's the day dedicated to getting your face out of your gadgets.
Good luck.
No
good
kidding.
Luck with that.
I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And my brain tells me how important it is to unplug. And I still...
But it's hard to, huh?
Yeah, there's something... they've got a hold of us now. There is no doubt. We are cyborgs. You know, there's all this talk about becoming a cyborg. We are cyborgs. We have that gadget in our hand. It is attached to us at all times.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. So if you can unplug even for... Try 2 hours...
Trying to find my pickups already from today. Where does it tell you that? That's not working.
How many so far?
Well, my screen time already is 1 hour and 3 minutes today, and I've had 28 pickups. So I've picked it up 28 times since 3:30 this morning. So that's not too bad, I guess.
How many times?
28 times. Well, 29 now that I looked back at it.
Yeah. That's considerable, my friend.
In 3 hours?
Yeah.
You do the math.
I just picked mine up when you said that. That's so there's the funny psychology thing, and I think we talked about this a few years ago, that you know it's a problem because if you're in a group of people, all right, let's say there's four people, you're out for a happy hour, and one person picks up their phone and looks at it, it makes you want to grab your own phone.
Sure, it's like a sneeze. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to
or a yawn. Check somebody... that. A yawn. It's like a
yeah,
yawn.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. It's hard to watch somebody grab their phone without grabbing your own.
It is, man. I get it.
We are weirdos. Entertainment-wise, how about this? If you want to see ABBA or ABBA, their hologram show is going to be leaving London now and touring the world. I've seen some video of it. It's freaky. So they created holograms of ABBA doing a 90-minute show based on the way they looked back in 1979. So they're just holograms dancing on stage. It's like the Whitney Houston hologram
show.
Yeah,
there's a Tupac one, too.
And I'm telling you right now, this ABBA one will set some records. It will have... They'll print money with this.
It is kind of trippy seeing that stuff.
Yeah, so they don't have dates or locations yet, but I'm sure it'll come to Colorado. And then news for nerds, I got one news for nerds story for you just because I think it's so cool. If you've ever wished that you had a second set of hands to do stuff, oh, I'm so busy if I just had another pair of arms.
No idea.
Researchers say they think it's not only possible, it's probably likely. They have been looking into a second set of robotic arms that would attach to your body that you control.
Okay.
They have already got a prototype in place that they have tried out. It's a second thumb. So it goes on like the bottom of your hand, like the opposite side of your hand from your thumb. So
double
you actually
thumbs.
Have two of them.
Cool.
And they have tried it out with 600 people. 98% of those people were able to get it to use it within the first minute.
That's
they figured
cool.
it out and got it done.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. We All live
right,
in the
why
future.
Not? Why
man.
Not?
All right, what else is trending?
Have you jumped on the shower orange trend yet? I guess it's the hot new TikTok thing. People just eating oranges in the shower. They say
why?
There's multiple
why?
Benefits. That's the big question. Why? Number one, they say it's less of a mess because eating an orange is so hard. So you can rinse yourself off if you're just eating the orange in the shower. Two, you get an enhanced sensory experience. The heat is supposed to enhance the smell and the taste of the orange, and it'll give you a spa-like experience.
Okay.
I'm going to feel fancy. And then three is stupid. Citrus fruits have health benefits. You're getting your vitamin C. So I don't know. Some, you know, moron got in the shower with an orange and other people started doing it. Now it's taken off. So
it's like the picking up the phone thing.
It really is. But
they got in the shower with their orange. I'm going to get in the shower with
an orange. This is the hot thing that you're missing out on TikTok right now, watching people eat oranges in the shower. The National Park Service going viral. They do this little thing every year, it seems like. They start warning people, you know, that pretty soon it'll start to get warmer out and the bears will come out of hibernation.
Okay.
So they tweeted out that they don't want you to push a slower friend down when it comes to a bear attack. The quote is, if you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course.
That's great.
And then they go on to talk about how bears are, you know, just a special treat for any visitor to national parks, and it's a exciting moment. But then it prompted like 6 million retweets and back and forths about what friend you would shove down and what if the bear looked really hungry. And yada, yada, yada. But
I mean, it's funny,
kudos
but at
to
the
them.
Same time, it is frightening. I remember taking a hike around the lake at Lake Tahoe one time, and that can be some pretty desolate, you know, out of the way places. And there are bears.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, man.
And somebody came up to us and they said, just give me a heads up. Some people about 20 minutes ago spied a bear and a big one. Right, you know, blah, blah. And I was like,
that's when you look over at your friend that you're with.
You're, like, you're out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like you can, you know, levitate out of there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, your heart is really going because, hey, I saw that Leo DiCaprio movie.
They will eat you.
What was it called? The Revenant?
I'm a bear. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all winter. Yeah, it's scary stuff, so be careful. But anyway, kudos to the Park Service for having a little bit of fun with that. Yeah. The big news in airlines, gosh, did you see this flight that was heading to Germany? Hit some unexpected turbulence over Virginia. Matthew McConaughey's wife happened to be on the flight. She posted a clip from her seat to all of her Instagram followers, and I've seen some new news coverage of this. Supposedly, this plane got hit by lightning, and it dropped like 4 to 10,000 feet in like an instant and just wham went down, and the inside of this plane was just pure chaos with things everywhere, people hitting the ceiling, you know, somebody that had a laptop up front is now in the back. A very scary experience for everybody. So it's getting a little bit of traction because Matthew McConaughey's wife was on the flight, but she said the airline was very accommodating by offering free drinks to everybody after it happened. And then when they landed in Virginia, she said basically everybody ran to one of the bars there at the airport and just started drinking like crazy.
Yeah.
I can't blame them. Big news out of Vegas. The much anticipated opening date for The Sphere is slated for September now. Are you familiar with The Sphere, Dom?
Clue me in.
We drove through Vegas this last summer, and I got a chance to drive by it and check it out. Imagine a hamster wheel, the wheel that you put your hamster in, or the ball.
Okay.
The ball that you put it in and the hamster runs around your house. Mm-hmm. It's a giant orb ball in the middle of Las Vegas now, and it's going to seat something like 20,000 people, fully enclosed. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty. It costs like $2.2 billion to build. It's completely wrapped in lights on the outside so they can, you know, program it to show whatever you want on the outside. And then on the inside, in addition to a stage up front where they have concerts, they're going to have like 3 or 4 giant LED screens within the orb on the inside that are like the crispest screens you've ever seen.
Huh.
So it's a full sensory experience. There's something like 164,000 speakers in this thing. And when you're watching or a show in there or a concert, they say they can change the temperature. They can pump smells into it, so it's a fully immersive experience. And I guess this thing has been in the works for like 5 or 6 years, and now they're saying September, it's finally going to open. And I'm dying to go check it out.
That
sounds really cool. They said this some of the speakers are like in your seats and under your feet, so like if something's going on, you are actually rumbling. It's really
cool.
That's
the old sense-around technology.
It's something, buddy. It's really cool. So if you guys aren't familiar with it, check out The Sphere. Just do a Google search on it, and you'll find all sorts of information.
My guess is that Mix 100 will eventually be giving away tickets.
I hope so. And then real quick, since we teased this, Entrepreneur.com came out with a list of the highest-paying jobs in the U.S. Pretty much the big takeaway here is go into anything in the medical industry. Anesthesiologists came in at number one. Some oral surgeons came in next. Gynecologist, orthodontist, physician, then psychiatrist, pediatrician, and then we hit pilots. Pilots made the list, and then it went right back into dentist. So pretty much anybody dealing with the health and your body, they're making some major bank, man. Major bank. Up over $200,000 a year for a lot of these, so that's cool. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Somebody out there needs this link today. I posted a link to the top 5 fanny packs as recommended by fanny pack experts.
Yes.